97.5 The Fanatic. Show starts now.
And it's Super Bowl week. Here on 97.5 The Fanatic as we come to you live from Fairless Hills this morning, where we're hanging out at the Rally House in Fairless Hills. Fantastic spot that wakes up early for us because they love being open at 6 a.m. They've asked the corporate office, could we do this every day? And they said, no, just special when 97.5 The Fanatic wants to come out and celebrate a great run. Whether it's the Phillies run, whether it's the Eagles run, we've been hanging out here. So we hope you're going to come by this morning. I can just tell you, it will be lucrative to you to come on by and say hello to us at the Rally House this morning. I would say financially, Bob, it will be lucrative to listeners to come on by and say hello.
Is Connor going to pay people off? Is that what we're saying?
I think he's going to...
Is that what we're suggesting?
Connor is going to hand them something that may make a purchase a little bit easier. Does that sound...
I don't think anyone's complaining about that.
No, I don't think anybody has a problem with that.
Connor's kind of like the new age Santa.
Connor's a little bit. The candy man.
He could be. He could be. He's got his union gear on today. Nothing says Super Bowl week like union gear.
Like, what was the thinking there?
What are you thinking?
Was it available? Was I woke up at 4 a.m.
Yeah,
and I put on the first
one. Okay, I'm defending Connor on this.
Me too. I got you.
Yeah. I got this crap last week, and it's like, you get dressed at 4:20 in the morning or whatever. And
it's hard to remember that it's Super Bowl week. I know, I get it.
What time do you go to bed?
Last night, 10:20.
Little boy. I bet you Connor out here is slinging it at midnight.
I was in bed by about 7:30 yesterday.
He was in bed.
You have no excuse. I tried.
Hit the early bird special at the Cracker Barrel and called it.
See, Pat tries to defend him.
There's nothing I can say about that.
He doesn't. Hey, the 6 o'clock hour of the John Kincaid Show, live from the Rally House in Fairless Hills, is brought to you by our friends at Bradford White Water Heaters. Bradford White is here for the pro. I'm here to tell you, if you're looking for the It's a Philly Thing hat, if you're looking for the It's a Philly Thing hoodie, if you're looking for Super Bowl hats that do not say NFC champions, that are just the Super Bowl hat with the Eagles logo on them, they've got a rack of them waiting to be bought. So you're going to look good at your Super Bowl party this weekend. Come on by Rally House and see us this morning in Fairless Hills. In a morning mind bender, Coach wants us to know, and Fritzy's back in studio with us, in a recent online survey conducted by Gallup, nearly 20% of Americans who plan on attending a Super Bowl party this weekend do this during this entire week. What is it? I think I know. Diet.
I was going to say...
They think that they're going to gorge all at the party.
I was going to say, come up with an excuse on why they don't want to go.
I was going to say, look at recipes.
See, it's not a bad idea either. It's not bad. Connor, is that your vote?
You probably got it with the diet.
I think it's refrain. Even though we were out with people the other night that are still doing the dry January into February.
Grow up.
Hey, it's Pam. She's gonna kick your backside.
Like, come on, Pam.
It was Pam. She's taking dry January
she's
into February.
She's a dirty slut.
She's a slutty girl.
No, they're the naughty girls.
Oh, naughty girl. I thought dirty sluts.
Naughty girls.
Oh, my fault.
Slutty girls.
And she shows up at the restaurant. Not many people could show up at the restaurant and pull it off with her Jason Kelce parade hat. I will show you what she was sporting at the...
she looks gorgeous.
She has the Jason Kelce parade hat.
Rocking
she
can it.
Pull as
it
we off. Were in the middle of La Laconda.
Yeah, she can pull
wearing
it off.
The, yeah, she can. She's absolutely, she's a gorgeous, just the absolutely.
And she did that sober.
Because she's not drinking.
She's
a little more fun when she has a cocktail or two. I'm just going to say.
It was
a fun night out, but, you know, a little more fun.
She got her nickname. A couple of cocktails.
Is that it?
John?
Yes?
You were pretty close. It's fast. People fast this week.
Really?
Fast? Yes.
That's not Good Friday. I mean, it's not Ash Wednesday, even though it is Fat Tuesday tomorrow.
But the problem with fasting all week is that, you guys know, when you fast or you diet that way, your stomach tends to shrink, which means on Super Bowl Sunday, you might have a couple wings and feel full. So shouldn't you do the opposite of fasting this week to get yourself ready?
What? And then worry about this
expand
next
the
week.
Stomach, yeah.
Worry about this next week is what you're saying, Coach.
Yeah, wait until Monday to start the diet.
Come on, it's too short. Life's too short. And how many times do you get to see? Three times in 19 years we've gotten to see a Super Bowl.
It's a really easy way to avoid all this. Is
just gorge yourself constantly.
No, if you're not invited to Super Bowl parties,
right?
So you don't have to worry about fasting or not.
Pat, you
don't have to worry about it.
Pat, you would have...
Not invited.
By the end of this show... Today,
schedule's wide open.
We would have 10 listeners invite you to a party at their house if we said Pat wants to come to a party.
Pat, you want
to
come over?
No, I got something going on.
I'm having a party.
He knew the answer.
Uh-huh.
So you are. You are going to end up hosting?
Yes, we are. It became official this weekend.
This was the easiest bet.
Dude.
We both said
that was the lock of the century.
We both said not in your presence. We said by the time Super Bowl Sunday comes, Cooney will be roped into having to host a party.
The text message went out on Saturday.
I tried to find the bet on multiple betting sites. And
yeah. It was off the board.
The sportsbooks took it off. They took it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jamie tried to have it on the Daily Odds pod. They said no.
Yeah.
They said no. We know Bob's going to get roped into a party, and he's hosting it too, which is even more.
That's the way you got to do it, though, right, Bobby?
Bobby, yeah. You're a call to PJ's, maybe in order.
PJ's will definitely be in order.
PJ's Pub, get that on in there. And so, let's just start the week with this, if I can. It's T-minus 6.5 days to kickoff at 6:30 this morning, and the sense of confidence that surrounds this fan base and city about Super Bowl 57, to me, is absolutely the most joyous thing of my entire life as a Philly sports fan. I have never been so happy that even as I'm walking out of church, my priest is saying to me, so you think they're going to win, don't you? You think they're going to win. I love this because I hated the... We're the underdogs. Everybody doesn't believe in us. Oh, my gosh. Everybody discounts Philly. I love the fact that Philly is the favorite. I love the fact that they've rampaged through the NFL this year. I love the fact that they should win the Super Bowl on Sunday. That we don't have to play the little downtrodden, well, we're glad to be here and we're going to surprise everybody and show them. No, they're going to show up on Sunday afternoon and they're going to kick some ass is what they're going to do. It is the happiest I think I've ever been as a Philly sports fan to see this team get a chance to play for a championship. And it is refreshing and it is exciting. Can I take a few things off the board, though? Because I heard them this weekend on our radio station and some others. Players that are in this Super Bowl will not be going to the big wild parties on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, which potentially affects their performance. They will not be there at 2 in the morning, 1 in the morning, out partying Super Bowl weekend. That does not happen. So I don't know where it even comes from that's a talking point. Well, how will Jalen Hurts handle it? How will A.J. Brown? Will they be going to parties till 2 in the morning? They don't go to the parties on the days before the game. Early in the week, they usually have some free time. By the end of the week, they're huddled in. They're ready to go. They'll be in bed at a reasonable hour. So just take that off the board. This team is going to be focused. This team has been team all along. And they've got veteran leadership in the room. And I think they've got veteran leadership in the room, Bob, that the Kansas City Chiefs do not have to keep things in line.
Much
more of policing that room. When you go on that Kansas City roster, they've got guys who've been to Super Bowls before, but I don't think they have the police, the Kelsey, the Lane Johnson, the attitude of that Brandon Graham, the real veterans to say, excuse me, this is how you're going to do it.
I don't know. Having been there is a huge, huge advantage. You know, for Jason Kelsey, for Patrick Mahomes, for Andy Reid, for that coaching staff. Having been there, I think, is a huge advantage for Kansas City. I can't speak to the policing in the locker room or anything like that. I don't know their locker room a little bit. I think you're right. The Eagles, as far as veteran leadership, and not even veteran leadership, as far as Jalen Hurts goes, I think they just follow his lead, and his lead is, look, season's not done. He had one of the greatest quotes. I think it was Friday. They said to him, what's your favorite play of the season? He goes, I don't know. Season's not over yet.
Oh, I love that.
And like, I love just that like one. That. And I was like, man, this kid gets it. And so, yeah, I'm happy where the Eagles are. I don't know about Kansas City at all. I can't speak to that. But I think you hit it on the head, John. As far as veteran leadership, as far as going in there, knowing that it's business to go, I think they're in a good spot.
Yeah. I think they're in a very good spot. I mean, the fact that the Chiefs have been there before, I think the leadership of the Chiefs is gonna absolutely help out with that. Whether you're a loud, boisterous leader like Brandon Graham or kind of a lead-by-example guy like Fletcher Cox, I think being in the Super Bowl, and a lot of those guys have probably already won one at that point. I think they're probably on the Chiefs roster that didn't end up taking the Lombardi home. So I don't want to discredit their leadership. I do like what the Eagles have, though. I mean, the leadership core that they bring to the table with Jason Kelce, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, it's Lane Johnson. It's pretty tough to beat that. It really is. I mean, it's a good group. Then again, if we were doing radio in Kansas City, we were probably saying the same thing about our group, about the Chiefs. So I think it probably skews a little bit towards the Eagles, but not by much. I think the big thing is Jalen Hurts. I think the poise that he shows, like Bobby talked about, is so big where most of the time a quarterback gets in this moment and they're just wide-eyed. And his attitude is like kind of like Alshon Jeffrey in that clip that went viral again of like, yeah, I don't feel like doing this crap. Like, we could have done this in Philly. We're here to play a game. That's him. Not as rude, but that's Jalen Hurts. And his mindset is like on point for what you want from your quarterback.
Did you see the send-off yesterday?
Yeah.
The Eagles send-off. First of all, we're just watching on television. We didn't go out for it. I thought that was the most we don't give a flip about coming to this little event that I've ever seen. I think they were like, get us on the planes, get us to Arizona. Seriously, you're making us come over here and stand in front of fans. They want to get there. They want to get the job done. They want to get the work done. They appeared to me disinterested. Like, that was not a thing that they, and I can't imagine, Bob, any team wants to have to do that before going to a jetty.
You know, it's like what we talked about last week. It's all encompassing, right? How can you handle your business between the lines when you have all this circus surrounding you? And yesterday's part of it. The good thing about yesterday was it's your circus. It's your fans. It's controlled in your environment. You're going from a familiar place, and that's all fine. Once you get out to Arizona and it's national and worldwide media and you're being pulled in 20 different directions when you're not practicing, that's the thing you have to guard most against. I think yesterday was the end of normalcy for this team.
Yes.
And then you get on the plane and you're like, wow, this is real. All right, here we go. You can handle it two ways, and it can be, you know, wide-eyed, like, oh my God, what's going on here? Or eyebrows down and let's go play football.
And I love the fact that you've got, like, a guy like Mahomes has learned it in the NFL. He's learned to play in those big stages, those big games, everything like that. Jalen Hurts showed up in the NFL having played in a million of those games, playing at the most prominent school, playing in the biggest games, the SEC title game, a national semifinals, a championship game, those type of things. That kind of experience, I think, really does play well to him this week also.
I think it absolutely does. I think it'll absolutely help. You've talked about that a lot, John, his time at Alabama and how Alabama trains these guys to wait for the championship and not the pomp and circumstance that leads up to it. I mean, so I think that'll help. I mean, I think another thing that helps, and it's a thing that John brought up, but you haven't brought it up in a while. It's the first time these guys have gotten on a plane in like 2 months.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's why
Christmas
they had that
Eve,
look.
Christmas Eve.
Maybe that's why they had that look in their eye of like, oh my God, I don't remember what this feels like.
And then have to go. And then remember, they go through TSA too. They didn't have to do it through the crap. Well,
no,
you're gonna meet your friend tomorrow. Yeah. Probably when we go to the airport.
Yeah,
Pat goes to TSA.
Dante.
And no.
Oh,
TSA.
Tika. Yeah, Tika. I was hitting her up yesterday, actually.
Tika's like dancing with the. She's Pat coming up. I thought Tika was on Price is Right.
That's what happens.
I mean, she's dancing around like, Pat!
Yeah.
Oh, there's my man from high school. He's my man.
Grade school.
And it's grade school.
Wow. And high school. Grade, wow. We go way back. I mean, so, I just breezed through TSA.
These guys, they travel beautifully. I mean, is it. And Jalen had his fancy Louis Vuitton bag.
That's fake.
With him? You think he got it on Canal Street?
Well, I mean, because if you're Jalen Hurts, that's actually the smart thing. If you're Jalen Hurts and you're rocking a Louis Vuitton bag, no one's going to assume it's a fake. So why would you spend that much money? You go
see,
get
that
a
is
fake.
Smart. That really is smart. That works out well.
It's like psychology.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to think you.
No one's going to feel like that's a fake. Yeah.
Like Chevy has one that he wear, you know, brings all the time and everything like that.
But we know Chevy's salary and he can't afford it, so we know it's
so
fake.
So we know it's a fake.
It's like Chad Johnson used to go to Claire's for his jewelry because Chad Johnson's like, why am I spending $5,000 on earrings? People are just going to assume it's real.
Just go to Claire's.
Cubic zirconium.
You can do that. Well, to me, it is the greatest thing about this week, though, is that, this is truly an unpopular take. I hated the whole underdog mask crap. I hated it. I hated the nobody believes in us, all this kind of crap, because I don't believe teams believe it. The 2017 Eagles did not believe they were not going to go and have a chance to win that game, and that they had every chance to win that game, and that they belonged on the field with the Patriots, everything. But the whole talk of, well, everybody's doubting us and everybody believes it. Who cares what happens on First Take this morning? Who cares who picks you this week? Please don't let that dominate you this week. And I took a vow last night, thanks to Toot the Barber. Okay. Fantastic wise man wrote a piece for 975thefanatic.com. He said, do not engage this week on social media with any fan base other than the Chiefs, because the Dallas fans, the San Francisco fans, all the whiny Giant fans, whatever it is, they don't need to be engaged with this week because they're trying to take away from your shine. They're trying to distract you this week because they're pissed off they're not there. Celebrate that you're there and don't worry about the underlings. Yeah. Worry about, and the Chiefs fans, by the way, cool, Bob. They seem like a cool
fan base. Yes, yeah, so I read something. Bad. Somebody described it as they'll shake your hand, they'll say good luck, and they'll go on their merry way. Okay. Is that fun? Nah, we like fighting. So
you don't want to fight this week kinda, with Dallas fans, though.
I don't know. I think Philly fans always want to fight, right? So if you can't find one in the next opponent, find one in a past opponent.
See, to me, that's like the act like you belong, though. It plays to this whole thing is that you're the favorite this week. You're expected to win the Super Bowl. You're the better team. You rampage through the NFL this week. Act like it. Act like you're the favorite. Act like, don't do the underdog crap. Don't do the, someone didn't pick us this week. You're the favorite.
But I haven't
act like
that.
It.
I haven't seen that, though.
Oh, they don't, you don't believe this week we're going to get the, whoever doesn't pick the Eagles to win, you don't think it's going to become front page news in the city?
On social media, but as far as the team.
No, I don't think the team gives a crap.
Okay, that's right. I thought you were talking about the team.
The 17 team didn't either, but they played up the dog mask thing.
Well, you know, and look, truthfully, the dog mask thing at the time, I didn't really care about it. The Batman thing I find like kind of cringeworthy. But whatever gives the team the edge, if they think they're being disrespected, then I'm all for it. You know, whether I think that they should be feeling disrespected or not.
When you're the favorite, you should not feel disrespected.
But if they're going into the game going, I can't believe,
Skip Bayless didn't pick us.
Yeah, I mean, whatever gives them a little bit of an edge and a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, I love.
So you see, we look at it at fandom. We're not around all day. We just, you know, have in our minds what's going on with the Eagles. They've been at this grind since May and June. Okay, so if you need a distraction somewhere to take your mind off of football, to laugh at something else, whatever it may be, we talked about leadership. Maybe as much as we hated that underdog mask thing, maybe it was a great idea by Lane Johnson and Jason Kelce and those guys to say, you know what, these guys need a little distraction. Let's play up this underdog thing.
Oh, I think that's what they did.
Do it.
And
yeah.
I think that's what they did.
Yeah, and you know, if whether it's the Batman thing, they laugh at that. Maybe somebody got on the plane in a full Batman costume yesterday. Just something to take the edge off.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I would have laughed at that.
Yeah. Like a real one?
A 5-hour flight.
Like, and which Batman? Are we talking like Adam West Batman?
If Isaac Sayamalu became Fat Batman, if he became Fat Man, that would have been hilarious.
They had we watched this movie the other night with George Clooney.
Walk Hard.
No.
Legend of Dewey Cox.
No. What's it, Ticket to Paradise
Eurovision.
Or something? No, stop it. Take it to Paradise, is that it?
Yeah,
it's it. Sophie's
Choice. In one scene where they go to knock on George Clooney's door, whoever the actor is, he was dressed in a full Batman costume.
That's with
funny.
The
and
nipples?
Clooney answers the door and just starts breaking out, yeah.
Hey, now through February the 28th, you can lease a 2023 BMW 530i X-Drive sedan for just $659 a month for 36 months with $7,239 due at signing. Visit BMWCenters.com today. Just so you know, you're picking on Chevy, and Chevy was looking at one of those BMWs yesterday.
He saw that price,
and he said, that's a great deal.
He is very successful.
Because he has the knockoff Louis Vuitton bag, he can afford the BMW.
He's not paying for the expensive earrings. He's going to Claire's.
He goes to Claire's.
For himself.
Left
like
is
a man.
Yeah, well, the Knicks beat the Sixers last night. It broke their 8-game road winning streak, which, by the way, was the longest road winning streak since 2001. What happened in 2001? They went to the finals. Last time they won a second round series. 2001.
Yeah, that wasn't good last night.
Last night was terrible.
Yeah, that was bad.
It was gross.
And that's not one of those chalk it up to this, that, or the other. They played bad. I mean, it was just a bad performance by them, and there's no excuse.
What happened?
I don't know.
Second time in like 8 days.
They get bad with the ball. They get kind of lazy. They do all that, and I'll make this prediction right now. They are going to get thumped in Boston when they play there on, what's that, Tuesday?
Don't say Wednesday.
That. Wednesday.
Bob, that doesn't give us a warm and fuzzy thought to start
the week.
Sorry. They're going to get thumped.
I just think that, yeah.
See, I expect after the Knicks game, I'm expecting they win a hard-fought game. Maybe I'm a dope, but well, I mean, that's very well. There's evidence. There's empirical evidence to that.
Yeah.
I think they're going to bounce back Wednesday.
Here's hoping.
21-point lead. Second time, though, in like 9 days that they blow a huge lead.
Yeah.
And just fall asleep at the wheel. Last time, though, was against Orlando. Wait, last Monday, which was unacceptable.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised they lost the game because they tend to play down to their opponents, and the Knicks aren't a bad team.
No.
So I was expecting them to pull it out, and then they just did not. They just sucked.
How many people went to the? If you went to down yesterday, I'd love to hear from somebody who attended the event yesterday. I watched it on television. If you went down to the big send off, I know Jen from our office went. She went down to it, and it looked like a fun event. It looked like a fun send off. I don't know why it was so small though.
What'd they do? Let them in the stadium?
On the field, though, and it wasn't in the stands. I was surprised because I would think you could get, if they even just opened up the lower bowl, they could have filled the lower bowl and had fans, but I guess they wanted a different visual.
I think it was a cool gesture by the team.
I do, too, and I think the Eagles are connected with that pretty well.
Yes, I mean, if you're a father, son, mother, son, daughter, whatever, parent, and you can't afford tickets.
Right. That pretty much covered it all. Aunt, uncle,
well, you're a purse, cousin.
Well, because I'm going to piss off somebody in the car. It's absolutely. Like, well, yes, so yes. Cover all the bases.
Yeah, exactly.
But, and you can't afford
single
tickets.
Single father, single mother.
This is your opportunity to kind of get close to the team that you love and you watch every day and wish them well. So it's a cool gesture by the team.
By the way, if you're looking for the It's a Philly Thing stuff, I'm wearing one of the hoodies today. If you're looking at the hats are back here too. They have all the Super Bowl hats. If you're looking for just, I know I had some friends saying, I just want a Super Bowl hat. I don't want an NFC Champions hat.
They got them all.
And they have it. And they have a giant rack of a bunch of different ways that you can win this.
They're sold out of the It's a Fairless Hills thing, though.
No, they're sold out of those. But later today,
there's another box.
They're getting stuff every day.
We got some Eagles fans already showing up here, getting in this morning, trying to get in the flavor. Connor's going to pay them off for coming to see us.
Yeah, wow.
How about that? Connor's taking care of them just for walking in the door.
That's cool.
At this morning. And they're decked out already. They are already decked out.
That's how we get new listeners. We pay them.
Oh, I love that. That is awesome.
That's right.
So that is fantastic stuff. They're in shopping. You have your big parties this weekend and everything to get ready for. And we look forward to having you hang out with us all week long. We leave for Arizona after the show tomorrow. Anthony Gargano leaves this morning. We'll talk about that as he heads out on the road. Going to be lots of interesting stuff with that. Get on in with us, too, if you want. 610-632-0975. We're live in Fairless Hills at the beautiful Rally House where they're begging to be open at 6 a.m. every day. They really are. John Kincaid Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. You know, the Birds dominated the competition on the march to the big game. And after they destroy Kansas City, when they bring another title home to Philadelphia, Pump Man Philly will be there celebrating with them. You know those toilets are going to get just a little workout in downtown Philadelphia. I can promise you that. Well, the Pump Man is the expert in emergency repair and maintenance if it's necessary, but system replacements if you think your pump system is not ready to go. But they're also the experts in troubleshooting. Why don't you maintain your system before it breaks down? Because the Pump Man is number one. When it comes to number twos, I can tell you this. The Pump Man keeps your wastewater pump system ready. And if you're going to be worried about flooding from major storms or otherwise, the Pump Man is going to make sure you're ready to face the challenge, much like the Birds will be Sunday when they take on Kansas City. If you're a building or facilities manager, do not fumble. This is the week you need to be on the game. Put Pump Man Philly's number in your phone right now. 833-559-PUMP. That's 833-559-PUMP. PumpManPhilly.com. He says, go Birds.
97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
John Kincaid Show on The Fanatic as we come to you live from Fairless Hills, Well, we got shoppers already this morning, and Connor Thomas making people glad they got out of bed this morning. Connor, are you bribing people? I mean, is that because Pat sort of puts it like you're bribing people?
No, I would never do that. I'm just giving them a firm handshake that may or may not contain Rally House gift cards.
See, that's not bad.
Absolutely bribing people. It's
the little handshake. That's how they. That's how Alabama recruits.
We ain't too proud of
that. This is how Devontae Smith and all them end up at Alabama. You know, get the golden handshake.
That's how they got me at Washington
this
College.
Now they can get be paid. Now they can be paid above board.
This is how you turn somebody from a WOGL listener to a fanatic listener.
Now I don't know if they're doing that. Are they doing that at your? Are they now paying people at D3?
Yeah, they slipped me a $5 bill and said, "Hey, make your decision, kid." And I said, "You know what? I'm there."
Vito's Pizza. Now, like, has NIL deals?
Of course.
They do that now?
We had Procolitos.
Who would be Bob's NIL? Nuts. What's Bob's NIL?
I mean, it's got to be a beer company.
It's got to be a beer, but I don't know that one beer could own Bob. Like, I mean, yeah, because, sure because if you do it...
Trojan?
Are you up for... Are you up?
That's messed up.
He doesn't even know what to say.
I got nothing. You're making him smile and laugh.
I mean,
this morning.
It is.
You're making him smile and laugh this morning.
I can't come back.
Hey, you may not always need a new water heater, but when you do, choose Bradford White, because Bradford White is here for the pro. I love that. That got Bob smiling this morning, laughing, which is good, and that's really.
Just trying to think of something that fits Bobby's brand.
They could do that.
They kind of go hand in hand, don't they?
They do. The beer before the Trojans. Yeah, that could very well work.
You know.
So there it goes. The
try to get back on track there, buddy.
No, I can't.
Go ahead.
Because there's the most disturbing commercial on HGTV. The most disturbing commercial I've ever seen. Now you've seen. Have you ever seen like a commercial where you go, okay, that's not right for like, it's out of place for the channel it's on.
Yeah.
There's a woman and her husband. And she's on TV, on HGTV. So my wife's obsessed watching Egypt and Mike houses. And no, they're on like their own network now. They got their own channel, the Shiplap people. What are they? Chip and Joanna.
Chip and Joanna.
My wife's obsessed with all those shows. And she cares. She knows their little kids' names from the show and stuff. Now they bring kids into it. Yeah. I remember when they used to just fix houses. Now you got to watch like little Cindy go to preschool. Yeah, I'm like,
Hunter.
So the woman is talking about that. She said she brags on the commercial that she's had 8 UTIs in a year.
Is she bragging?
It's the commercial.
That's a hell of a flex.
And she's saying that.
What are you doing?
That's what I said.
Where are you going?
She has 8
of them.
She said she has 8. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is HGTV? And I'm looking, I'm going, because Christina has it on. And I'm looking up and I'm going, what is it? And then the commercial keeps coming on like 5 times a day.
Is that the whole ad is like, hey.
Yeah, she goes, no. She's telling you need to have this product so that way you won't get 8 UTIs in a year.
I'm Tiffany Amber Thiessen for UTIs. No, I've had 8 of them. They're great.
Oh, Kelly Kapowski's not getting those.
They're not that bad.
So what? They build a house and the girl then goes, I got a UTI.
No, this is a commercial on HGTV.
Oh, I thought maybe that's something wrong with the wood.
Is it a new show where they build houses and also
overcome UTIs?
Where
it's not.
Hey, like, we're going to make you build a house in 48 hours with a UTI. Go.
See, that would be more challenging.
And then whoever wins, they get the medicine.
Commercials.
They get the medicine for the UTI.
It's the dumbest commercial I've ever seen. And the couple's standing there smiling.
I mean, she doesn't have the UTI now. That's
why she had 8
smiling.
Of them. So it keeps coming back.
But if you had 8 of them and you survived, you'd be smiling.
It's the 4-week mark, and the husband's going, okay, here we go again. Coming up.
I'd have some questions for my wife if she had 8.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd be like, where have you been?
It's the weirdest commercial I've ever seen in my life. And it kept happening this weekend. I'm like, why is this commercial on television?
Because they only show it when she gets another one.
Bud, your wife belongs to the streets now.
Yes, I mean, she's watching HGTV.
She's too far gone.
Hey,
your wife.
Hey, Open House Week is coming up. And you know what that is? It's your opportunity to come and hang out with us the week of February 20th. So 2 weeks from today, we start it. It is the John Kincaid Show Open House Week, doing live shows in our new performance center every single day. Listeners, come up, watch the show, take part in it. We'll have breakfast each morning, special guests that will be coming in for our listeners to meet, and we'll have special giveaways too. Connor will probably be greasing your palms with some sort of a nice giveaway those days too. Space is limited. And you're going to be picked at random to attend. You can come one day that week. Go to 975thefanatic.com now. Click on the open house link and reserve a spot for you and a guest, and we would love to see you in our performance center. If you ever wondered what our radio station looks like, come to the studios, come meet everybody. I'm sure Cuz will be rolling in there early. You know, he'll be in there.
Absolutely.
Doing his pre-show meeting, what, like 9?
He usually gets in at about 8.
8?
He actually might be there now.
He could be there right now.
I mean,
he could
be there.
He's got to depart.
He's got to get ready for his big trip.
This is
going to be a parade to send them off today.
I can't imagine.
Streamers, fire trucks.
They should be.
Might be some animals there, Pat.
A llama.
Some people getting UTIs.
Could be. You never know.
You don't know.
Not 8 of them, but maybe just 1.
Yeah, I mean.
You don't want to do that, so. Hey,
surprise.
Shane Steichen had another interview with the Colts, and if you read the Indianapolis newspaper, he's at least a 50-50 shot, it appears, to be the Colts' choice for their head coach. If that happens, I think it's a loss, and I think it's a pretty big loss, because he has called some marvelous games this year. We all agree. They elevate Johnson? So they elevate?
I would. I mean, I'd go to Jalen Hurts and have him have a big voice in it also. Yeah, I think that's good. I think Shane Steichen is so underspoken about. Because this team was 2-5. And the head coach said, here, you take over the offense. And he changed everything about the offense. And they went on to become a playoff team. And then this year, they have such versatility on the offensive side of the ball that other teams just don't know what to do against them. And they can run for 250 and throw for 350. And they can do that week in and week out and change it up. I think Shane Steichen is vastly underrated here in Philadelphia.
Does this mean they want to get the next Nick Sirianni because the Colts know what Sirianni's about and they want to get somebody off the Sirianni tree? Could we have a Sirianni tree now?
That would kind of make sense because he came from the Colts, so they're probably familiar with what he likes and whatnot. But I agree with Bob. He's pretty underrated, and this happens a lot of times when you've got a defensive-minded coach, the defensive coordinator gets forgotten. When you have an offensive-minded coach, the offensive coordinator. Like, Brad Childress got no credit for anything that happened in Philadelphia here. It was all Jim Johnson because Andy Reid was an offensive coach. But you're right. The fact that he was able to switch the entire game plan up mid-season, if they're able to keep him, that will be such a coup. The fact that they didn't lose anybody from this coaching staff. And the good news, John, is that Josh McDaniels isn't a favorite for the job.
Yeah, that's really good news.
So you don't have to worry about somebody taking the job and then running back to daddy and saying, daddy, can I have a job again? Can I come back home?
I feel safe with you.
I miss you so much.
Yeah, I do think Steichen would be a huge loss here. And then, you know, you have somebody that was underneath him that saw everything that he's done, and maybe Nick Sirianni does take over more of the offensive play calling should something happen, but it's going to be a change. And when you've had a great season like this, change isn't easy. And you know that would be a major loss for the Eagles. Can they overcome it? Absolutely, but it's still a big loss for them if he goes.
Yeah, it absolutely is. But I think that if you're looking at Gannon or Steichen, I think they're better equipped to lose Steichen.
I agree. Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that.
I mean, if they lost
Ascension.
They lost
talent.
Gannon. Like, I don't know who they're internally, like Tracy Rocker, I guess.
Coach Rocker's not. Coach. I don't think he's
maybe.
Ready to
like,
be
I'm just spitballing here because I don't have another answer. But I don't think Coach Rocker would get it. With offensive coordinator, at least we like immediately come to a conclusion of, okay, it'd be Brian Johnson.
Yeah, and the familiarity that Jalen Hurts would have with him is a real thing because, as we know, since high school, he's had a different offensive coordinator every year. If Steichen goes, yes, it's yet another one. But if you can bring somebody up that is of the same belief, of the same coaching style, whatever it may be, the key thing is to keep Jalen Hurts comfortable and happy.
And Dallas gets their new offensive coordinator. Coach Schottenheimer. Man, he's bounced around. And Schottenheimer, the new offensive coordinator in Dallas.
Great hire.
Married the same day as me, same place as me. They had the ceremony right after us at Sandals in Negril. Him and his wife. So there is and boy, I can just tell you, they enjoyed the entire honeymoon week in the pool. And neither one of them didn't have a cocktail in hand, Bob. So they were very much, they enjoyed partying. I'm hoping that continues in Dallas, that he's just partied out.
I think he doesn't have the time to work. As an Eagles fan, I think this is the best hire that Dallas could have made.
Yes.
I think it's incredible.
I can't believe it.
Because he is a poster boy for nepotism. He sucks.
And they're worried about what the Eagles are doing.
Yeah, he is awful. Like, he should not be in football. He should be selling insurance. You look at his history of being an offensive mind, if you even want to call it that.
No.
Connor could do better. Like, And I say this, like, he couldn't do worse. You look at just, like, where his offenses is ranked,
terrible,
how quarterbacks have done. This is nepotism at its finest, so I think it's a great hire. I don't think he's going to fix a damn thing. The fact that Dallas went out, fired Kellen Moore, who I've ripped apart
because he's
the boy wonder. But they fire him thinking, oh, yeah, he was the problem. And then they go, how can we fix this? Let's get the worst offensive coordinator in the league for the past decade. Genius. So great job, Jerry. You're killing it, bud. Keep it going.
Brian Schottenheimer, Coach Schottie, coming into Dallas. Hey, in Cooney's Corner, Bob saw a stat, and it might make you take a little pause about the Eagles' chances.
Now, let's see what's in Cooney's Corner.
You know, I don't remember where I saw it. I think I read it yesterday morning, and I've been trying to verify it, but I can't do that either, but I'm going to go with it anyway.
Let's do with it.
Yeah. Kansas City has an unbelievable record, and I think it was to the tune of, I want to say like 25-4, something like that, when opponents don't score over 24 points.
I think I saw that number too.
Yeah, so in order to beat them, you're going to have to score. Does that worry you at all? Or does it worry you more that the Eagles' defense has to stop them, a high-scoring offense? Where does it lie as far as we talked about? Is it going to be a high-scoring game, low-scoring game? But does that resonate with you? The Eagles have to score more than 24 to win this game.
First of all, I think they will score more than 24, so it doesn't bother me. Second of all, I think I'm much more concerned about the Eagles stopping Kansas City. I think their offense is much more dangerous than their defense. So I feel okay with that. They're going to get their points because they're going to be able to run the ball and throw the ball.
They have to get their points.
No, they don't. It's mandatory.
I mean, they have to. But yeah, that stat tells you they have to score more than 24. Mandatory.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Yes. To get points to win.
That's good, Pat.
That's what I.
Pat's bringing it. Super Bowl week.
Connor had a good one earlier.
Right,
what was your great point earlier?
Right,
he
can't remember
something.
With
but
Connor.
Yeah, I. You know, knowing you have to go into a game scoring points, and look, I'm not being stupid, obviously, but knowing you have to have a high scoring affair offensively in order to win. I don't want to say it scares me because I do like this love this Eagles offense, and they're diverse, and I think they have mismatches in a lot of places and stuff that I read and listened to this weekend. But knowing that is kind of like, okay. Like, against New England in 2017-18, we had a confidence that they were going to win the game, but we didn't think that they were going to have to go out and score 41 points to do it.
No. I would guess that they couldn't have.
Exactly.
Right.
And we thought, okay, their defense has to hold New England down a little bit. I don't look at it that way with this game. I look at it that the Eagles have to score. And it might be a shootout. And it might be one of those things, last team with the ball wins. I guess my question to you guys is, how confident are you in the Eagles offense to do that if they have to?
Against Spags?
Spags.
You're very.
Wow.
Very confident.
You don't like him as a coach.
No, I hear he's a great guy. I don't think he's a good coordinator.
I'm pretty confident the offense will win that matchup.
Yeah, I'm not worried about facing Steve Spagnuolo in the slightest.
I think he's gonna. He doesn't have a loaded deck either of talent on the defensive side of the ball to try to shut down this. He's got a young team.
Honestly,
he's done a great job to get them there.
Yeah, yeah. They went out. I read a story this weekend about Andy Reid back in the '80s, wherever or '90s, where the team that he was on went out and drafted four defensive backs.
Okay,
and that team wound up having unbelievable success a couple of years later. It actually was the 49ers, something to do with the 49ers way back when they were a great offense. And that's exactly what Kansas City did this year. They went out and drafted a bunch of defensive backs, and three of them are starting.
And they're young, and they've played well.
They've played very well. Yeah, they're very good athletes. It seems kind of fearless, but they're still rookies.
Yeah, they're young.
So, yeah. So I see the Eagles opening up doing different things, especially against those defensive backs. Maybe some short slants early, and then maybe breaking something out deep, and the running game getting going. I think we're going to see such a diverse Eagles offense in, like, the first 20-25 plays.
We've seen this Eagles offense against really veteran, like, decent secondary pieces. They've torched them.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
it just doesn't matter.
I'm not worried about A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith getting theirs against rookies.
What they did, too, like, in the Giant game, in the very first series of the game, quarterback draws. You had down the field to Devontae Smith for 40 yards. You had a receptions across in the intermediate routes. You ran the football between the tackles. You did everything. You emptied your playbook.
Yeah.
And showed them a little bit of everything, which I think also is a great way to keep a Steve Spagnuolo from going, I see what they want to do tonight. Like you were talking about the Larry Brown thing.
Yeah.
Larry Brown would figure out what a team's doing offensively and then say, okay, I know what they're doing now. I'll shut it down. You can't shut down this Eagles offense. The diversity is too strong.
And the Chiefs are, I think they're 21st in the league in passing completion.
Yeah.
So, I mean, their secondary routinely gets torched. They give up 65% of 65% of passes thrown.
They're not good against
slants. Young. Yeah, they're young, but they're not there yet.
Look, when you watch the tape of the Eagles San Francisco game and you see how they made those linebackers go totally flat-footed. I mean, it was amazing, and you know, the experts that I talk about all the time doing the All-22 and breaking it down from Orlovsky to Baldinger and all. I mean, Warner, at times, was totally flat-footed.
Was his name even called?
You're talking about who many consider one of the best linebackers, if not the best linebackers in all of football.
Neutral.
Completely fooled. So, this Eagles offense is much, I think, even much better than we all realize. And I think they're going to take advantage of those young guys in the defensive backfield.
Pat, you saw, though, you think that at least for Eagles fans, everybody's wondering about whether the veterans are, we're going to get to a point where one of these veterans isn't going to be back, or two of these veterans aren't going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
You do think one of them is definitely going to be back?
Yeah, because Brandon Graham said that he's not retiring.
Okay.
So if he's not retiring, he's coming back as an Eagle. I mean, can anyone imagine Brandon Graham as a Jacksonville Jaguar? No.
You know what, though?
I can't either. And they're not going to let him leave Philly.
Because he's supposed to be, he will be next year 10 or 11 games in. He will be the most games played as an Eagle.
And I think that means something to him, too. The way his career started out, I was a big Earl Thomas fan, and I wanted Earl Thomas, and I can't remember an athlete who did a 180 like him.
That fueled him his entire career. Yeah, Pat Egan wanted somebody else.
Yeah, he's told me that as he blocked me on Twitter. But that's fine. He unblocked me, and we're boys now. And I don't think there's a shot in hell that he goes anywhere else. If he wants to play in the NFL, he's going to be playing for the Eagles. So with him saying, I'm not retiring, he will absolutely be back.
What did they give Fletcher Cox? They released him, brought him back. What's he making this year?
$14 million or $13 million?
Now, see, that's probably what Brandon Graham's going to look at and say, right. You know, that's too much for me.
But Fletcher's gone.
I don't. Yeah, I know. I know that.
I think Fletcher's gone. I think
Fletcher is gone.
Understandable. Fletcher will be gone.
I think that's the money that he'll look at, though, Brandon Graham.
And I do, too.
Yeah. That
what
might
about
be a
Kelsey's
little
money for next year?
Yeah, break the
what's
bank.
Jason Kelce going to
again,
do?
It's Howie. You don't worry about money.
Jason
money falls out of the sky with Howie, and nobody can detect
it. If they win a title on Sunday, Jason Kelce's not going to be like, yeah, sure, pay me whatever you want. They take $2 million off what you wanted to pay me so you can do something else.
You know, there's a difference between the cap hit and then the guaranteed money.
I got you.
So, you know, looking at Fletcher Cox, his cap hit was only $4 million.
Yeah, I knew. I was
thinking paid him up front.
Million, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't worry about the money with, like, I truly believe if Howie wanted to, he could maneuver some contracts around and sign everybody.
And by the way, Jeffrey Lurie,
probably, he could afford
for the people who trashed, still, for whatever reason, trashed Jeffrey Lurie, we had the guy last week calling up ridiculing Jeffrey Lurie.
Yeah.
When you have an owner that has deep pockets, you also are better off cap-wise because you have an owner who has the liquid cash to pay people up front, give it as a signing bonus, they've got it, and then that'll let you adjust cap numbers really well. Some owners are cash-strapped, believe it or not. They have the equity in the team, but they don't have the liquid cash.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Lurie, man,
he's got the cash.
He runs Julian. He sends Julian down to the bank.
Yeah, he's doing all right for
and
himself.
And says, get me some cash.
Yeah.
So let's get ready to pay these guys.
Jason Kelce's cap hit last year was $11 million, and Brandon Graham's was $9.6 million. So that kind of gives you an idea of maybe what you're looking at, but I just don't I don't worry about it.
Yeah, I don't. You've convinced me of that. You and Jamie convinced me.
I'm starting to worry that if they do win this Super Bowl, that Kelce might call it.
I think.
I don't believe it.
I don't. A strong chance.
Yeah.
I don't think only because listening to the podcast with his brother, he says on there a couple times in the past, like 2 months, he has said something about, can you imagine like hanging it up when you're at an all pro level or guys walking away when they're playing the best football of their lives? And to me, that says he's playing the best football. This is the best year of Jason Kelce's career.
Yes.
I can't see him saying, yep. I'm done.
I just don't
see it.
When he has time to think about it and reflect and his body recovers from the season. And
another
feels pretty
child.
Good. He's got another kid because right. the man lays it down, you know, in the off season. So I think when he has time to reflect on it, he's going to go, do I really want to be doing this? I just won a Super Bowl. I won my second Super Bowl. I'm one of the best to ever do it.
Okay, this is the first hour of Super Bowl week. Don't use all your good stuff.
I'm not.
By the end of the first hour of we got 20 hours of programming this week.
The man knows how to find an end zone.
I mean, he's really doing that.
I mean, it's like Bob knows what I'm talking about.
I mean, come on.
Bobby's got four of them.
Way
to go, Bobby.
It is.
Brought to us by Trojan.
Hey, there we go.
I think, that kind of goes against me.
Hey, we are live.
We have five because of Trojan.
We're live at Rally House in Fairless Hills. Come on by. Connor Thomas will say thank you for listening with something as he shakes your hand. I can just promise you that. And there's such great gear here at Rally House, and they're ready to sell it all. So much great Super Bowl merchandise, Eagles merchandise, Eagles branded Super Bowl merchandise. Get on in. Get into Fairless Hills or get into any of the Rally House locations. We're partial to this one. All right, coming up on the show, we got tons more, including a great stat about how a quarterback dominating your cap space keeps you from winning. We'll talk about it next. John Kincaid Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. I know that your house may have been really cold. Friday and Saturday, it was so cold. And if it was cold inside your house, that means your windows are crappy. That means you need to change them out. And my friends at Window Nation have a great deal for you. How about this? You can buy two windows and get two free. And they're going to say to you, pay us nothing. You're going to get your wallet out and they're going to be like, no. Pay zero down. Make zero payments, and get 0% financing for 24 months. But there's even more. You can buy two windows and get two free. So if your house has 20 windows, you're going to pay for 10, and they're going to tell you, keep your wallet in your pocket and don't pay anything for two full years. Window Nation's got great, great deals. You can even be able to be eligible for a federal tax credit of up to $500. Call 866-90-NATION, 866-90-NATION, or go online and do your window shopping at windownation.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.